Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Red Galactic Moon, and it is the eighth day of the White Wind Wave Spell. And it is Galactic Moon, day 13. It's Wednesday in February, like the 25th. But this won't be aired or available until Thursday the 26th. So I'm going to do some speaking directly to that date. It's really obvious that I am going with the retrograde energy because I'm not really trying to be timely. I'm sorry if I am a part of your retrograde problem set, that you look forward to a podcast that doesn't arrive on time. From my end, it's a little bit like just living sort of out there. I think the best part of retrograde to me, Mercury retrograde, if you're just tuning in, I'm pretty obsessed with it. But my favorite part is just how you get lost. If everything's moving backward, it's kind of like when you try to walk backward on a walk, either when you're a child because it's fun, or as an adult because you're working a different muscle set for a short stretch, or you have to walk backward in order to see something behind you, but you have to keep moving. That's what retrograde is like, but etherically. And doing something different and opposite that's still in motion is really fascinating. So my mind and life are charging along, but my sort of physical being and intent each day is super sort of statuary. Like I'm very into making art, but I just sit and do that. And I do some walks with the dogs and keep it really simple. And it's been really vibrant. Sometimes when the retrograde ends, I'm going to miss that. But I also have like just some super intense mechanical failure car related issues going on that I don't even pay attention to. I'm like, well, if everything's going to break down, I don't want to fix it right now. I'd rather just like not have it and be really still. So that is the non-Mayan aspect of natural time that I talk about here. And then I'm really ready to flip over to the Mayan, because part of my tripping out and being in Mercury retrograde is not paying as much attention to the Mayan cycles, but I am paying attention. It's not as much. And in that way, I sort of missed that Wednesday is galactic day and a galactic moon until I set it for the podcast. It's called a magic turtle day when we have a doubling of tone energy or of tribe energy. But this galactic on galactic, if you can reflect your Wednesday, is cool, interesting. We're also in the third week of the galactic moon. It's ending again. Thursday will be the final day of that third week in the West, when there is a certain kind of alchemy of transformation, fast moving, like things. What do they call that when you're quick? They quicken, and a quickening happens, and also things move from air to solid. through liquid. So there's a flow, there's fluidity, there's a churning energy. Things have to evolve in the third week, and we've been in that, and it's been the third week of the galactic moon. So I think that this red galactic moon day could be an exemplar of bigger themes of the moon and also this week that we've had in the West. My life is just really good changes and trepidation, but do I live what I believe being the mantra for the galactic tone? So for 28 days of the galactic moon, do I live what I believe? That works on two levels. Like, I am learning that I have some beliefs that are self-harming, outdated. They're from childhood. I am not a child. Or they're cultural, and I'm countercultural, so I have to get with it and let them go. But do I live what I believe can mean that I'm impeded by my beliefs, and I have to face that in this moon. And then do I live what I believe can also really carve out our core to find out, you know, am I living what I really believe in? Do I know what I really believe in? We make some discoveries, I think, in this galactic moon. We get to find out what we really believe in. It surges. It surfaces. And then we correlate that. Either we discover, like, no, I'm totally living my beliefs. I didn't even know I believed it, but I can see by how I live that I do. Or we have to make adjustments, because that's the challenge of the question of the moon. Do I live what I believe? Asks us to be a little accountable. Live what you believe. Don't live what you don't believe, and don't not live. You know, get engaged. Live what you believe. And it's nice because we talk about belief versus faith, that faith is maybe purer or more spiritual. It connects us to, like, the heavenly bodies. Belief is maybe more of a human condition, that we form beliefs. They become skeletal for us, you know, that we hang things on them. We wear them like outfits. This is my beliefs. And we're asked, I think. I don't know who we is. I feel like I've been asked in certain settings over the years to let go of beliefs and live in faith. And faith is not, you know, in a religious institution, but faith in divinity as we experience it, express it, understand it, invoke it. So the galactic moon is helping me, because I've noticed with a couple of people in my life that are sort of important, I think, I know one's my daughter, so that's really important without any discussion, but just like, okay, so one's sort of in my family system, one is not, like, watching them live what they believe right into my proximity. Let me say that in a less guarded way. Like, just watching people move towards me, because to live what they believe means that they want to get closer. With an adult daughter, that's just really precious, you know, to just notice, like, okay, we're at the point where it would be not credible to her integrity to not have, like, this high regard and need for a mom, even though she's an adult. And I just am really touched by that, because here I'm really doing my best to live what I believe. And then there's a reward happening from outside of me that, in a couple of instances, for people to live what they believe means that I get to be appreciated and connected and a part, which is really strange for retrograde. That's why I'm like, who knows what's going to happen when it's over. And I hate to sound superstitious, but that's just active humility, being humble. That when things come together in a retrograde, I mean, who knows if it's like, you know, meeting someone on a vacation, but you each live in completely different parts of different homelands. So that's all what happens. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in the retrograde stays in the retrograde, or not. But nonetheless, I'm talking about the galactic moon. And galactic, sometimes, you know, I've already spoken about this, is about connecting, because it is a time, well, it is, the word galactic is a reference to the galaxy, obviously, and the galaxy that we're speaking about is the Milky Way, and lactose and milk are obviously the same thing, and so galactic is very pointedly, specifically about the stars that look like a spill of milk in the sky, because there's so many of them individually that they become a sea of stars, they become a spill of stars, they become a, you know, a contiguous or a massed, I mean, all these individual points become harmonized into unity, and harmonize is one of the words for the galactic tone, that's why I used it. But in other words, all these individual stars coalesce into something greater and brighter, or just the identification changes to a collection, a collective. So it is part of the galactic moon that we stop being individuated. And that happens within us as well. So each of us is probably working on one piece, or actually that's not the right metaphor. We're working on a bunch of pieces, or several pieces that actually want to be put back together in this time. So where we've been fragmented, and within ourselves are these isolated, individuated, separated parts of self. This galactic tone, when we get it for 28 days, really is instrumental in bringing harmony within us and a sense of collective repair within us. And we're still in it. I mean, I think, oh, I said incorrectly. It's really retrograde. That's all I do, is walk around going like, oh, that's really retrograde. So I'm super annoying. I'm a super nerdy astrologer. I said that it was the 13th day of the galactic moon, but it's the 20th day. I'm speaking from the 20th day, which would be red galactic moon Wednesday. But now when you're listening, maybe it's the 21st day, and we have 7 days to go. Okay, so I might dip back into the galactic stuff, but let me just touch in. Like, yesterday was red galactic moon, and it was a remembrance of the red moon wave spell. Can you remember all the way back to the red moon wave spell? Because to me, this white wind wave spell is like, being really high up in the air, and kind of like everything is invisible unless it's, you know, like the wind is invisible. You can feel it, but you can't fixate or focus on looking at it, because it is you can't see it. And something about this time, this wave spell that we're in, has got this element of just kind of going where the wind takes us. So it took me really far in my mind's eye from the red moon wave spell, but this red galactic moon is sort of the ending of the red moon ascent, the sort of the time when red moon is greatest on our minds. It began back at red resonant moon, and then red magnetic moon took us into the wave spell, and then we had 13 days of that, and then white wind began, and then here we are in the middle, dogs, in the middle of the white wind wave spell. We have a little nod back to red moon. Thank you. We weave it into this white wind moment. We kind of create unification or harmonization of the red moon wave spell right into this white wind wave spell. And I think that there's some poignancy there, because red moon is very feminine archetype and white wind is very masculine archetype. So to have them interwoven on a galactic day might have felt like some of the pivotal part of self-repair for you. Or maybe something happened on red galactic moon that speaks to anything I've said about the galactic tone, or just the amplification of the galactic tone. I hate telling dumb stories, because I don't expect anyone to be entertained by anything. I love dogs and making quilts, so it's not like good storytelling, but I will say that I've been in a dance class, a big group community dance class, like 100 people often in it, for 3 years. And the teacher is a yellow electric warrior, and she is so intensely territorial, argumentative, really martial. She's a great dancer and dance teacher because she's all about like the rigorous training that could make someone, you know, able to go to battle. But she's really like a diva. And we got off to the wrong foot because I'm a storm. And I don't really know how to handle that. And she didn't know how to handle the storm. And so whatever, we had years of me going to this class and her, you know, being like, you get to dance in front of other people on the stage with her if you're chosen. It sounds terrible, but it's really fun. It's really anti-Trump. It's all women, and it's like socialism to the max. All sizes and ages and women and the sweat, and it has saved me in this era. But anyway, so I never get called on the stage ever. It's like a huge joke because I'm not a bad dancer. I'm a storm. And I won't get into the preamble of how this ever came to pass, but it was on Red Galactic Moon and the Galactic Moon, the Tone Galactic on high, that I finally was called up to the stage. And it was hard fought. It was just a surrender. It was a surrender that came, years of surrender after some fighting, I think. And I was on the stage, and I don't know, do I live what I believe? And was someone around me living what they believed? Did she believe what I believe? Was she showing me to believe in myself enough to be on a stage? Like, it goes round and round, and this is how my mind works because I am often alone and a real devotee of these cycles, but just like, wow, I mean, that's integrity. We created harmony together on a stage, and I created harmony and holism in my, you know, my body memory of not just being rejected by this teacher, but childhood dance instructors and so on. And the one thing I want to say about all the harmony that we are opening to in this moon that's still ongoing for 7 days is that it is not a feeling when we achieve the galactic tone of integrity in ourselves of accomplishment or effort or triumph. You know, it's not like there's no ego to it. You know, it just feels natural, and I feel grateful. And I feel peaceful. I don't have a surge of adrenaline about being on the stage. It felt right, and it felt honest, and it felt validating for sure, but it didn't pump me up so that I had to, you know, there's nothing to fall down from in terms of the galactic tones, different, I think, gifts and achievements. It's more like a sense of serenity and right order to be put back together. So maybe you have something like that going on. Let me jump into present time astrology days with some more references to White Wind. Obviously, White Wind is about spirit communication. So every one of us is getting a download from spirit in this wave spell. You should probably be able to find out what it, I mean, you should be able to point to it. I had a huge one that I'm still reeling from. And again, like the wind picks us up from where we're usually planted and blows us somewhere else. And we take the ride and we arrive where we are, you know, sort of when the wind slows and leaves us in this new perspective. That's part of the spirit communication journey. So we have White Solar Dog. That is this Thursday that this thing is going up. And that's a powerful feeling to be on fire, solar, to be speaking the language of the sun, solar, to have these 8 days behind us, beneath us, that are the support system to be able to make a plea to the sun, the god itself. And it's a really fast-paced day, the tone, solar tone, which is we're starting for all of us in a week. We'll have 28 days of the solar tone, is the speed of light. So things do feel a little like spinning, surging, kind of slightly out of control or fast-paced on a solar day often. And this one is grounded in love, love, heart, loyalty. White solar dog. So just remember on white dog days, if you feel like you're failing the white dog day because you don't fall in love or feel a lot of love, just please understand that it is a day for heart repair as well as just loving. It's about the heart. And if your heart has taken some hits, a white dog day is going to reveal that so that you can focus on healing. And if you hurt because you have heartache, well, it's just a day in this process, and it is there's just value to having the moment where the recognition of the pain is part of the process of healing. I'm not saying you will. I'm just thinking myself of white dog days that either I might have been expecting, like, it's going to be a great day full of love, you know, and then I'm curled up on the couch crying. Who knows what a white dog day will be, but it's going to be on the theme of heart health, acting like a sort of not evolved animal kind, the mammal, which, you know, dogs are scrappy and defensive and they get hurt and they act from their wounds by being distrusting. So it's not just like an absolutely blithe, guileless puppy love moment, but it can be. And so then I'm not going to prescribe it, just observe it. None of these astrological forecasts are about what is going to happen. They're just guide rails so that you can experience what is happening. I really like reflecting in awareness on everything that's happening to me. And it's not meant to be egotistical, self-centered. It's just more like, you know, being really porous and really sensitive and really aware, because it fills, you know, life to a deeper state, the deep state of empathic sensitivity. And okay, so then we're going to have made this sort of declaration of love to the sun, or told the sun about what is, you know, on our heart on white solar dog. And then we will have an answer on Friday, blue planetary monkey. And it'll be the peak of the wave of this wave spell. Planetary is the 10th day of 13. It is the highest point we can reach. It is also the point when we can't reach higher. So in some ways, the solar day feels much more like being a shooting arrow or a shooting star, you know, just full on committed, aiming for the sky. And the planetary day feels like no more, no higher, so that we don't really on the planetary day even get a sense of like, and then I grew even more, that rather the planetary day is the realization that we're part of the planet Earth. We are not part of the sun. We can make a sound toward the sun. We can pray. We can make requests. We can wish. We can revere on the solar day, solar tone. But when we get an answer, it's to inform our life experience as incarnated humans on Earth. And so it can be kind of like, well, I mean, that's not as fun as flying, to have the ascent stopped. And I think from the very beginning when I was following the calendar, it would be like, it's kind of like when a parent puts a hand on your head and is like, okay, that's enough now, enough roughhousing or back talk. You get that kind of push. And for some reason, I like to pretend in that vision that children and humans acting childlike have like blowholes like whales. our crown chakra is like, so a whale's crown chakra is pretty impressive. They like breathe through it and they can make plumes of water come out. But that when we have our heads padded that way, it's a little bit of an interference with our crown chakra opening straight to the sky, and that the planetary day has that. Like, yeah, you are really, really connected to God, but let's pay attention to what's happening here where, you know, everyone is having a material experience, a planetary one. But it's Blue Monkey, so you might see some manifestation of fun and childlike behavior and lying. Can you tell I've had like a bad Blue Monkey ex-boyfriend in my distant past? You could be a real liar. Okay, and then Saturday will be white. Yellow spectral human. That is the opposite of white wind. The spectral day is always the antipode of the wave spell. And it'll be a sort of dissolving, falling back to earth into our own humanity. And it's too far forward for me to even talk about. We're just all living in present time. I want to do a quick separate teaching. I'm going to use a friend as an example. Don't need to know anything about the friend except that on their birthday last June they became white solar dogs. So what does that mean? You have a birthday, and when you're first born at age zero, coming out of the womb, we assign you a Mayan birthday based on the Zolkin day that you're born into. And then every year, you're going to advance through the tones. You're going to move forward each year through the 13 tones. So if you're born, let's just for ease's sake, say you're born red magnetic dragon, very first day of the Zolkin. A year later, you would be lunar. You would go from being magnetic when you're born to lunar the next year, and the year after that, you'd be electric, and so on. Every one of us has this, although most of us are not magnetic. So I was born on an overtone day when I was zero. When I was one, I was rhythmic. So it's not like we all start at the beginning of a 13-year wave spell. We jump in. And it takes 13 years to come home to our tone, which is why when we're 13 and 26 and 39 and 52, we're all at home again in our tone, our original tone, our central tone to our astrology. We all move through four different tribes. It's called our Earth family. I wish you would buy my book if you want any of this printed out in front of you or to peruse it. And I know you can find the information online. But an Earth family for each of us is a collection of four different tribes, one red, one white, one blue, one yellow. I'll use the year as an example, that our years that start July 26th and name the natural time year all are either red moon, white wizard, which we're in a white wizard year right now, blue storm, or yellow seed. So we're in a white wizard year, white. Next year is going to be blue storm because we move red, white, blue, yellow through the years. Our birthday, if we go back to the red magnetic dragon example, the next one would be white lunar world bridger. And then after that, blue electric monkey, and then yellow self-existing warrior. So the Earth family for red dragon moves through those four tribes, but you hear it's red, white, blue, yellow, and that there's only four options. So after you are a yellow warrior, then you go back to being red dragon. Anyway, I know someone who became white solar dog on their birthday back in June. And today, when you're listening, is 260 days after. So you get to think about that. Not only that your birthdays move through what I just described, but 260 days after your annual birthday, you're going to hit that again. And it's like a manifestation. 260 days after our birthday is like we've manifested something that originated on our birthday. And the rest of the year is kind of mystical because the manifestation has already happened and we're working more with ethers than the material kinds of gains or the, you know, the karma is sort of achieved and evolved. And then there's like looseness, there's the afterthought, there's God's influence in the afterbirth. So that was a condensed lesson. I will try to do more expansive illustrations of that. It'll be easy for me because I have some big astrology episodes coming up this year. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.